listener production.
Hi there, Scott Leake here with your local briefing. A word of warning for Riverina families hitting the road over the school holidays. The number of locals preparing to travel for the first time in 3 years is on the rise, bringing with it the potential for a spike in fatal accidents involving children. There's already been a 15% increase in pedestrian deaths across New South Wales this year compared to last, and the Little Blue Dinosaur Foundation wants to ensure no more kids add to that figure. Michelle McLaughlin says it's vital drivers and parents slow down, stay vigilant and save lives.
It's so important for adults to be attentive and closely supervise children. Children under 10 need to hold an adult's hand when near a busy road, and children over 10 need to be reminded about the importance of being attentive near roads.
A teenager who went to the Spilt Milk Festival in the ACT has died from meningococcal. New South Wales Health has put out a fresh warning for the disease following the death, urging people to be on the lookout for symptoms. Dr. Jeremy McInulty says they don't know what the source of her infection was.
We don't know where people get it. People can carry it harmlessly in the back of their throat and then pass it on to other people unknowingly.
Our halls, pools and ovals are all set to benefit from a state cash splash. Close to $500,000 will be spent on upgrades, with cash for Leeton Golf Club and funds to replace fencing at Hay Services Club. And we're being given a little extra time to get our Christmas shopping done in Griffith. Stores along Banner Avenue will extend opening hours this Thursday. Head to Visit Griffith Facebook page for all the details. Taking a look at sport now, our under-16 rep cricketers are in a good position at the halfway point of the Bradman Cup after a big weekend in Kempsey. Winning 2 from 3 has them third on the ladder, equal on points with second-placed Newcastle. The competition reconvenes on January 3rd in Lake Macquarie.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.